Sundry, a classic Canadian coming-of-age tale about a spirited orphan girl who finds a new home with older siblings on a farm in PEI, is poised to soon come bouncing energetically to life on the stage at the Sundry Arts Centre. Auditions that were held last fall drew out a large number of actors of all ages who have since been regularly rehearsing for Anne of Green Gables, the musical. Originally a novel written by Lucy Maud Montgomery, this musical version of the Canadian classic was adapted into a stage play by Donald Heron with music by Norman Campbell. B.S. Productions, which has previously put on a gamut of popular performances of plays such Matilda the Musical as well as Camp Spartan, a tale they created from scratch, endeavors to produce shows that provide opportunities both for experienced or aspiring local performers of all ages to get involved while along the way bridging the generations. This play is perfect for that, said Jamie Sire, who co-founded the group alongside his creative colleague in crime Brian Bailey and offers his extensive musical talent to play the piano. This time, the theater group also brought Move Yourself Dance Studio into the fold to coordinate the choreography for the musical's dance sequences, he said. The energy we get from the kids is wonderful, he said. There are 6 performances lined up, including 4 evening shows that start at 7:30 p.m. on Feb 16-17 as well as February 24-24, and a couple of Sunday matinees that begin at 2 p.m. on February 18 and February 25. A preview performance was even put on this past Sunday, February 11, during a dress rehearsal. Organizers said that about 1,100 tickets have been sold in advance and that none would be available at the door. We've had a really great response, said Sire. The Arts Center was built and is now maintained by the Sundry and District Allied Arts Society, a nonprofit volunteer group composed of community members, and the facility that is home to another local group of stage performers called Peak Theatre Players also hosts a variety of performances such as dance recitals and concert series. Aside from the support of community members who purchase tickets to attend shows, the society also received funding from both the federal and provincial governments through initiatives called the Canada Arts and Culture Recovery Program and the Alberta Foundation for the Arts. Editor's note. This story has been updated to reflect the latest available information. Related. Camp Spartan finishes on a high note. Related. Sundry-based theater group composes its first original Broadway-style musical. Related. Fabulous and talented cast takes the stage.